uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, health issues, plus a whole lot more.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Krista Scabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Put your hands in the air if you go high.
On June 28th, the village of Natchez, Louisiana is celebrating 21 years of bringing people together through the Natchez Heritage Festival. This year's Grand Marshal is none other than Deshaun Washington from The Voice and Miss Barbara J. Simpson from Shreveport, Louisiana. Don't miss the parade kickoff starting at 10 a.m. The village of Natchez, Louisiana is inviting you to come out June 28th and enjoy food, fellowship, and lots of festivities. Save the date and go hard on June 28th for this year's Natchez Heritage Festival. If you go hard,
throw your sets in the air, throw them up. If you go hard.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning. Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions, memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656. Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT network.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Ryan, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
Put your hands in the air if you go high.
On June 28th, the Village of Natchez, Louisiana is celebrating 21 years of bringing people together through the Natchez Heritage Festival. This year's Grand Marshal is none other than Deshaun Washington from The Voice and Miss Barbara J. Simpson from Shreveport, Louisiana. Don't miss the parade kickoff starting at 10 a.m. The Village of Natchez, Louisiana is inviting you to come out June 28th and enjoy food fellowship and lots of festivities. Save the date and go hard on June 28th for this year's Natchez Heritage Festival.
If you go hard, throw your sets in the air. Throw them up. If you go hard.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
bigger show in 3, 2.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is
the official
OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Momentum Monday. I tell you one thing, it is a Momentum Monday. Ready to get the week started. I hope that you are. And as you're traveling in after the weekend, lots of people came in for Father's Day weekend. Lots of people traveling out and have traveled out. And as you're getting this morning started, we want to remind you, as always, to make sure that you're watching out for yourself as well as others. It is an absolute beautiful Monday morning. If you're traveling in, the skies are clear, the sun is shining. It's warm, but not too warm just yet. Great, great, great day to get the week started. I tell you what, as we always do, we remind you about kids out of school during summer months, enjoying vacay, riding bicycles, walking the streets. It's happening in pretty much every city USA where kids are out of school. And believe it or not, in some states, kids are still in school, just getting ready to finish. So as you're traveling about throughout the course of your entire day, we want to make sure that you're watching out for kids who are unsupervised. And unfortunately, there are a lot of kids that are left to their own devices during summer months. And so that means that they are doing whatever it is that they want to do. A lot of kids don't have the luxury of being in camp or, you know, being, you know, someplace else for vacay. They're at home and they are out and about. So as you're traveling, please be mindful. Please make sure that you're staying engaged. And as we always ask you every day, hopefully today you'll do a little bit better than you did last week and even yesterday with those mobile devices. And that's what we try to do, just get better. We just call it progress instead of perfection. You know, it's not going to be perfect. People are still going to use their mobile devices, but hopefully you'll get better. And hopefully the more we talk about it, the more we remind you, the more you'll say, you know what, I can wait. I can wait until I get to a safe spot, or I can stop, or I can just not use my phone while I'm driving. So as you're traveling in on this momentous Monday, we hope that you're ready, refreshed, and in a good place, in a good space. Lots of momentum we're sending your way. I know a lot of dads celebrated Father's Day. And so, DC, I want to start with you and your Father's Day and how you enjoyed it.
Woo, Carlette, it was outstanding. Outstanding.
Why'd you say whoo?
Well, because my the gift I got from the family was awesome.
Okay.
You know, and I actually had a hand in making sure it was the right time. You know, and it was. I got that 200-piece tool set with the side of, like, it's like 10 pair of pliers. Every kind of pliers known to man in that other set. So, you know, it was just, I think what y'all are saying is I need to do even more.
A little extra incentive, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Why do tools excite you so much, I wonder?
Well, because I'm right here, you know, it's a perfect time to get me the tool set because I'm right in the middle of doing all the work that's necessary around my home.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just decided to take June, July, and August off from fishing. Mm-hmm. No fish.
How's that working for you?
It's going, I'll tell you what, I'm shocked at how much stuff I got done this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to do so much stuff. You know, and now that we've got some of the renovations done to the house, you know, we have a lot more things that we're going to get done to the house. And I think you and Deuce are probably a little concerned about me. You know,
tinkering
I have to admit that I'm not that astute when it comes to fixing things. But I'm about to get more astute. And, you know, with young Deuce Christmas, he can just pull anything up online. And we're pulling it up. And we're going to start using the instructions.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to start doing some stuff.
And isn't it wonderful when you can get your young person involved? And I like what you said, instructions. And what we're finding is that the more we teach young Deuce Christmas and the more we teach our kids how to follow instructions, the better they're going to be in school. And what we're finding is that oftentimes our kids are not living up to their potential because they don't follow instructions. And when you just miss one thing, then it changes everything. So this is a great, well, I hope it's a great thing, because as DC said, he's not a man that's a fixer. But you really want to be. You really want
to
be.
Well, you know, I'm going to start acclimating myself more to, instead of always calling somebody in to do it, I'm going to start figuring some of these things out for myself, because, you know, I've gotten a lot more patient.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm willing to go ahead and try it. Like, of course, you know, I had to caulk the floor in the bathtub.
Uh-huh.
Brent came by and said, oh, it's horrible.
It wasn't a stellar job.
It was not a stellar job, but the good thing about caulking is you can take it up.
Try again.
And then what I told him was, once it dries, I'm going to shave around it and see how it looks.
Uh-huh.
You know, just take all the excess stuff out. So I'm not really done with it. I'm going to let it dry completely, mm-hmm. and then I'm going to go from there.
And so this weekend, a lot of what we did, we've been telling people that we are have been under construction at our house. And that just has been a process, if you have sinuses, that is just really, really hard. And so everything is out of place, or was out of place. Sawdust and just trash, you know, within the house, on the outside of the house. So this weekend for us, DC, was really a family cleanup weekend. I mean, where we just got together and had to clean some stuff up.
Absolutely. They just finished the construction on Thursday, but we had to kind of leave it there until, you know, after we completed the work week.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, now, or actually Friday, and we started like Friday afternoon, you know?
Yeah,
and
well,
so we just went on.
Through the weekend.
Of course, Sunday was Father's Day. We didn't really do anything then.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a really, really nice time. Really, really good Father's Day for me, man. I'm going to tell you, Lil Granny put down a serious pork roast, man. When I tell you, it was awesome.
Uh-huh.
Plus, you know, I really hadn't been eating rice. I took the liberty to eat a little brown rice.
Mm-hmm.
And she made some greens and cornbread. I had to have a piece of the cornbread with the greens. I can't, you know, not do that. And it was just flat out right awesome.
And so how are you feeling today after having a really, really good meal on yesterday? How are you feeling?
Well, you know, the first thing that happens when that happens is you want to have another meal.
You want to have another meal.
Yeah, you do. You want to have another meal. But I purposely didn't bring any home because Granny said, look, do y'all want to take any home?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, you know, if I bring it in the house, it's this good, you know, there's going to be a problem. So even if I have some more of that scrumptious meal, I'll need to go over by Granny's and get it.
But not bring it home.
No, I can't bring it home.
Well, you know what, as I said about the cell phones, and I'll say this about food, progress instead of perfection.
Absolutely.
You're making lots of progress, and you're getting better each and every day. And I think the more that you see the results, the more that you want to get better, and the less that you want to overindulge.
Right, that's correct.
And so I think overall it was a great weekend. We worked hard. We worked out really hard. And we worked at our house really hard. We had family in. My sister is visiting from Illinois. Big shout out to my sissy, Zelda Bell, who came in, flew in. Our niece is getting ready for her nuptials, getting, you know, it's the wedding season, and lots going on with that. And then we had family come in from Dallas. So we had lots of people in the city, lots going on in the Twin Cities and in Avoyelles Parish. So it was just a full, full weekend.
Yeah, it's a lot going on.
But I'm going to tell you what, DC. We waited, and we were waiting for Game 5 of the NBA Finals. And I'm going to tell you, I started saying after the game, what happened to the Heat? And then I quickly corrected myself and said, What about those San Antonio Spurs? They were poised. They were on point. And they took the heat. They took them to the woodshed. Well, when we come back, we'll talk about what happened, why it happened, and how it happened. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, also known as MIGS. Making patients better, faster, is their top priority. They're located at 3704 Medical Plaza Boulevard, right here in Alexandria. Don't forget, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. You know, we've been blessed so far. Hurricane season is just kicking off, but you want to make sure that you're on point with home, auto, and life insurance, and you can do that with State Farm agent Rosa Fields. The number, 318-487-1881. Hickson Automotive Group, Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, 24/7, www.hicksonhasit.com. Chris Roy Jr., attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Offices, has been serving Central Louisiana for 4 decades. He's got experience in representing the people of Central Louisiana. He does it with competence and professionalism. The number to phone, 318-487-9537. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart, absolutely dedicated to excellence. Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real health solutions for those who need a little help. The number to phone for any questions, concerns, 800-454-3730. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. You can go to their website now. You can catch them on Facebook, or you can simply phone 800-833-4195. McDonald's of Central Louisiana. I'm loving it. It's Momentum Monday. If you're just getting started, it's 7:52 local time, 8:52 Eastern. You're on point. The official OPT Network. We're back right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Put your hands in the air if you go high.
On June 28th, the village of Natchez, Louisiana is celebrating 21 years of bringing people together through the Natchez Heritage Festival. This year's Grand Marshal is none other than Deshaun Washington from The Voice and Miss Barbara J. Simpson from Shreveport, Louisiana. Don't miss the parade kickoff starting at 10 a.m. The village of Natchez, Louisiana is inviting you to come out June 28th and enjoy food fellowship and lots of festivities. Save the date and go hard on June 28th for this year's Natchez Heritage Festival.
If you go hard, throw your sets in the air, throw them up. If you go hard.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions, memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
Hicks
HicksandHasIt.com. HicksandHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksandHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksandHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksandHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hicks and Has It.
Hicks and Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, Rennie, your jacket is huge.
It's my flavor jacket.
Whatever you're craving, I got it.
You want a chili dog? I'll give you a good deal.
I'm good, man. McDonald's Dollar Menu and More has plenty. Like a tasty McChicken sandwich for just $1.
Okay, how about this pocket right here? Nachos.
Nah, I can always score a juicy McDouble burger for a great price.
Sounds like the Dollar Menu and More's got everything.
Yep, even better. Doesn't come in some dude's jacket.
From savory to sweet, the Dollar Menu and More has your back. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
Thank you.
live in 3, 2.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's Momentum Monday. It's 2 minutes after the top of the hour, 8 o'clock, 2 minutes after 9 o'clock Eastern. And I tell you what, a lot of Heat fans disappointed this morning.
Disappointed.
And just even more disappointed last night, DC.
Yeah, they were, you know, but they're good sports, man. I mean, they, you know.
I mean, I think that that was one of the most important aspects for young people is to see the sportsmanship. But I tell you what, there was lots of anticipation about last night's game 5. You know, you're thinking, okay, surely the Heat are going to come back and
absolutely
redeem themselves. It's just not going to happen 3 times in a row.
No, I thought at least they would win last night, but
mm-hmm.
at somewhere deep down in yourself, you knew it was over when mm-hmm. they won the last game.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, and I said to somebody on yesterday, look, do you think they can win 3 in a row?
Right.
And I was trying to, and I think that was you, and you said, yes, I do. And I was like, I don't think they can.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they may be able to pull off another victory, maybe even 2. But as soon as the Spurs get their bearings back about themselves, mm-hmm. they're going to steal at least 1 game. You know, because you always know they're going to come in and steal.
Right.
They're going to take some games.
Right.
But I just did not, and I have to admit this right here, you know, that I did not believe that they would beat the Heat.
Not in the fashion in which they did.
Oh, they beat them.
I mean, they didn't just beat them.
They beat them good. That's the kind of beatings I like to put on people.
Yeah, they, you know, they spanked them.
No comparison who was the better team in that
mm-hmm,
fight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they swamped them, and they didn't give people a chance to say, oh, well, they just had a bad game. No, they had
mm-hmm.
3.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that they had a bad game. It's that the other team was doing so well. It looked like they were having mm-hmm. a bad game. But they just got beat.
And, you know, I could tell even after the last series was over with the Spurs, they said it without being boastful, but they said, you know, we're going to get you for that stuff you tried last year, basically.
Got to get you for it.
Got to get you for that stuff you tried last year.
Yeah.
They were denied last year. And you know what?
Gotta
get you for that stuff you did. You know, but what do you say about Tim Duncan, Mono Ginobili, Tony Parker? But wait, I told you. I said, DC, I believe Kawhi Leonard is the MVP.
You said it.
Of this series.
That's what you said.
22-year-old kid. I mean, he was so big.
He cut up.
And so poised. And this is what we talk about all the time, being able to seize your moment.
Absolutely.
He did that.
He did it.
I mean, and you know, I kept saying, well, what's up with the Heat? You even turned away, you know, during the game, which is really something you don't do
right
during the NBA finals.
Yeah,
but and then we were hoping, like everybody else, maybe when we turn back, they'll catch up. Well, they had a 16-point lead, and you knew once they blew the 16-point lead, it was just all downhill for the Spurs after that.
No, it was just, yeah. They just finished it. And I love the way the NBA sets it up, because I thought the game was going to be in Miami. I thought they were playing.
I did, too. I think they were.
Because I think when you win it, you need to be at home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody wants to win away, you know.
And, you know, you like the Spurs so much because they're such great sports.
Their tenacity, yeah.
Yeah, they're workmen. They go to work. They get the job done. You know, they don't have the swag. They don't have, you know, all of the pomp and circumstance, but they get the job done. And I'm going to tell you what, DC, a lot of people, you know, were just disappointed. They thought the Heat were going to three-peat, but the Heat last night just looked like they were so deflated.
Well, Carlette, you know, there's a lot to be said for a team who has gone to the playoffs and won and gone to the championship game 4 years in a row.
4 years in a row.
I'll tell you something. Right now, the Miami franchise and the owners and executives of that franchise are elated
mm-hmm.
with what they've done. Now, does that mean they would have liked to win the championship? Of course.
Absolutely.
They would. But they didn't leave $1 on the table.
Right.
They got every dollar that basketball – they got money from every dollar basketball made this season
mm-hmm.
by being in the finals. So – you know, what they did when they put LeBron, Chris Bosh, and D-Wade, when they all came together, this was their goal, was to have this type of success. And, you know, you want to go out your last one. If that, if they are going to split, which they probably will, the pundits think.
And they're all free agents this summer. Their contracts are up.
Right. They all signed the same type of deal.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm going to tell you, it's going to be interesting because, you know, I think at this point in D-Wade's career, you know, he's probably still got a couple of few years left.
You think he's still got more in the tank?
Not to play at the high level he's been playing at for the last 10 years. LeBron is basically probably going to be the most sought-after free agent on the planet.
Many wonder if he will go home.
Right. And to me, I think that would be an interesting look because I think, you know, to go home, they've got the first pick, you know,
in the draft.
Look, I would just, I don't know. I don't know where else I would need to go.
Well, you know, I said it throughout the whole series, and I loved San Antonio's bench. They were all so productive. I mean, there were players that you hadn't seen that just came from the woodshed, it seemed, and were just productive.
What's up with you in that woodshed?
I don't know. I don't know what's up.
You must feel somebody needs to be taken to the woodshed.
Maybe so. I don't know. But they just came out of the woods. And, I mean, they just got the job done. And you got to figure, you know, the Heat, the big three, they just absolutely could not pull it together. And Mario Chalmers and Chris Bosh, you know, they got to get a guard.
Well, I mean, they're going to need everybody now because I don't think they're going to have that, you know, when you take
they're gonna
those
dismantle.
Three men.
Right.
You know, that's a whole different situation. They've got, you know, but, I mean, their franchise has probably made more than all the other franchises. I mean, all of them do well. But they've done really, really well.
And what about Danny Green? I mean,
Danny Green was shooting the cover off the ball, man.
I mean, you know, these guys, you just can't say enough. And at the end of the game, what I loved the most, and this was one of those back in the day, what you would call a Kodak moment. I love the way that LeBron James hugged Tim Duncan. It was almost like, man, you did this. You got this. I'm happy for you. There was great sportsmanship.
No hating.
No hating.
You know, LeBron is just not a hater.
Mm-hmm.
He's just, you know, he's not a hater. You know, haters are people who are not big enough to see anybody else do anything.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a, I mean, he is just a fine fellow is what he is.
And T.D. Jakes came here and imparted that lesson, and it's one that we will never forget.
Well, because now I have a lot of humility for haters.
Really?
Know? Yeah. You know, you have to give, you know, and Tupac said it, you got to give haters plenty of space, man. You know, haters need room.
Haters
really
need
do.
Room.
They need space to do that hating. That's why they take up so much room. Because, you know, they're so busy trying to get everything, the spotlight on them. You know, and LeBron is just, he's just good. He's an excellent player. And he doesn't need that. And he's big enough to know that, you know, the day you won, that's all competing is. You know what I'm saying? And really, Carlette, I mean, we got the opportunity to witnessed some other competing this year that I think the way they did it, I'm talking about the New York Rangers and the L.A.
The Kings and the Rangers.
Yeah,
talking about Stanley Cup.
Look, that last game they played, it was just, it was a relentless duel to the end. It was a never, not say die, couple of overtimes, and their overtimes are like 20 minutes.
Yeah, you know, it was 94 like minutes of man, just intensity.
I mean, these guys are, they're, it's like football, but it's a little different. You know, they have the opportunity to jab, smash you against the wall. I mean, it's something.
It's like football and basketball combined on ice skates. I mean, yeah.
And we just couldn't turn away from it. We were like, man, look at these men go at it.
Oh, man. And I'm going to tell you, it was a great weekend for sports. And, you know, we just love competition at its highest level.
Yes.
And it was at its highest level. And one of the things, jumping back to the NBA Finals, Chris Bosh said he's never seen a team play so well. You know, the execution, he said this is the best basketball I've ever seen. You know, the Spurs just did everything right.
Yeah, they are the world champion San Antonio Spurs.
They are indeed. And I'm going to tell you, for a lot of people, it was disappointing. We were hoping to at least go to a game six. You know.
Let's keep it real. I was hoping Miami would win it. And because I really liked what they did when they put that big three together.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that is the beginning of, you know, players starting to get more control of what it is they do and being able to control the outcomes of stuff and the money. You know, I thought it was just very, very clever and, you know, creative, you know. And people, you know, when you people say Pat Riley, you know, Pat Riley has just got an awesome basketball mind as well, you know, and the business for basketball, you know, he has, you know, and the management and things of that nature. So it's going to be interesting to see what Miami's going to do after this.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to be able to do it? What are they going to do, you know, in this offseason? Are they going to keep any of the big three, you know?
And will they be able to keep any of the big three?
Well, they've got all that money that they're going to be I mean, those are some big salaries, right?
Right. And who do you build? Do you build around LeBron James if he'll stay? You know, do you dish Chris Bosh?
In the draft, your way.
You know? Yeah. There are a lot of dynamics that go into that. And then, you know, there are a lot of players that, quite frankly, just did not show up and did not produce
for the Heat. The point guards. And see, that's the underbelly of what's happening to the Heat with having the big three.
Right.
You probably just couldn't get the type of caliber of guard that you needed because you just didn't have that type of money.
Right. And it showed.
Yeah.
You know, down the stretch, it showed. You know, you had a point guard that could not take control of the game. And
couldn't make them pay.
Couldn't make them pay.
Let me tell you what, Kawhi Leonard was D'ing up on LeBron this whole. Now, LeBron hit 31.
Right.
Which was probably the only person in the big three that really showed up. I don't know what the other guys did, but he's always showing up. I mean, he's just.
But he just couldn't. He couldn't put him on his back.
Him. He couldn't.
You know, he just could not. And then you're thinking, okay, down the stretch, fourth quarter, they're going to have a fourth quarter run. And as you and I were talking during the game, in order to have a run, that means you got to stop the other team.
Yeah, they just couldn't.
And the Spurs were just on fire. I mean, they were the Heat. They were the Heat. They brought the heat. And they did the dang thing.
Yeah, they brought the pain.
And, you know, it was disappointing. And this is, I always say this is the time of the year that you love to hate. You know, because you build up to this crescendo. You want to see certain teams do certain things. And then it doesn't work out the way that you hope. And now it's over.
Well, I tell you what.
Now it's over.
It's over, but that just means that we're that much closer to
football. Oh, yeah.
I was saying yesterday, we were talking yesterday, and we were talking about, you know, if I had to miss some. I don't want to miss Young Deuce Christmas.
Football season.
Yeah. I'm going to take my boat.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't want to miss football.
Take the boat. Don't want to miss football.
That's how serious it is.
It was really a nice weekend. A lot of people just were out celebrating dads and what that means. And, you know, it was great to see so many dads celebrated. And, you know, oftentimes we celebrate mothers and Mother's Day and we kind of leave dads out. But dads are the keys to most families. And we're going to be talking more about that, DC, for men to take their rightful places. And for those people who weren't blessed to have dads here. Maybe they had gone home to be with the Lord. Maybe, you know, dads were not in their lives. You know, this is a whole conversation that needs to be talked about and how we start to win not only young men, but young girls as well. Dads are critically important, and sometimes we forget that. And I love, love, love what Dr. Steve Perry said, and he'll be joining the OPT really soon. He said, you know, It's really incorrect to wish mothers a happy Father's Day because mothers are not fathers, and they can never be fathers. As great a job as many single mothers do, they are not fathers. And so it was just, it was great to see a celebration of so many dads and people, you know, celebrating and understanding the importance of having dad there. And, you know, we're certainly grateful in our family. And, you know, just as we don't tell mothers how appreciated they are, we probably don't tell dads how appreciated they are as well. You know, we just take for granted that they do the things that need to be done. But I know personally, when you start to really show an appreciation for those men that are standing up and owning their manhood and owning their place, ladies, we have to step back, many of us. We have to let men be men. And that means learning about men and who they are, how they're wired, and how they work. And, you know, as long as DC and I have been married and as long as we have been together, I'm still learning that process. You know, you've heard us talk about our reconstruction. And ladies, I know I've had this conversation with too many women where we want our men to do things in the house. We want them to do things that need to be done. And we want it done when we want it done. But when we start to understand the language that men speak and we start to understand who they are, we just sit back and we say, you know what? I trust the process. I trust that he will do it when it's time and when it's ready. And what I learned from stepping back from this project, DC, our reconstruction, was that a lot of thought went into the reconstruction in our house. And in my flesh just wanted to say, okay, when are we going to get this done? It looks bad. It needs to get done. You know, I want it now. But sometimes when you just let go and relinquish control, you know, I told you guys this maybe last week or 2 weeks ago, that every morning I have decided to relinquish control to God, to say to him every single morning, I don't want to be in control. You are in control because your plan is bigger, better, and greater than mine. And when you do that, you start to relinquish control in every area. Now, is it going to happen overnight? Absolutely not. Is it going to be a process? For sure. And I just say that to say that men are different, and we've known it. Scientists have studied it. And we have to be considerate of the differences. And I think, DC, in marriage and in relationship, that's where relationships begin to have lots of challenges, because what we do as women is we say, if you don't get it done when I want it done, how I want it done, guess what? I'm going to do it myself. And then what we do, ladies, is we slowly pull the man out. And then you bring another man in to get the job done. And you just go ahead and say, I'm going to get somebody else to do it. You won't do it, I'm going to get somebody else to do it. And I don't know where this conversation came from, but it's probably for somebody. It shows a lack of respect. It shows that you don't, the positional aspect of where your husband is in the relationship is not as important as what you want and need to get done. And DC, I said, you know, we've been together for a bunch of years, and I've had to figure this out, how to stop nagging and how to say, okay, you see what needs to be done and I see what needs to be done, but it is your responsibility as the man and as the head of the house to get it done as you see fit. And oftentimes, ladies, it is hard for us to not be condescending, to be critical, and to just simply be ugly. And I hear you. I already hear you in the spirit. You're saying, if I don't get it done, it ain't going to get it done. You don't know my husband. I've been waiting for him to do this project for 10 years. That is a long time. I don't know why I pulled 10 years. That is a long time.
Yeah, I don't know. I might get somebody too.
You know, but you know, there is a fine line, and I don't know what you do when you've been waiting for that project for 10 years. What do you do, DC?
I don't know, but I know if you know, and just to add this, because you know, people deal with things differently, you know, and you know, people who've been married for long periods of time get to know their significant other. You know, I guess the most important thing to this is you have to know the person that you're with, because, you know, and I think what you're saying, I believe, is that there's still some things about me that you are just starting to figure out. Okay, so, but that doesn't mean it's the same in all cases. You know, some people may have to, you know, just to sort of be the other advocate.
Uh-huh.
You know, some people have to do that stuff because they just have to do it.
And so how does that make the man feel when they go out?
Well, if the man is to do something and he's just not getting it done, and he said, I could see if a person said, hey, I'm going to do this then, and they don't do it, well, that's different from a person saying, okay, I don't know what I'm going to do yet.
Right. And that's you where you were. Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to do
it. I don't really know how I'm going to approach it. And until I figure out how I want to approach it and how to make it happen the way that it needs to happen, what I've learned in my years of being here on the planet is to just don't do anything until I figure out what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because moving prematurely can be just as bad as not moving. And so until I figure out how I want to do a thing, I'd like to just take my time and figure it out before I go into it. Because before anything can happen, whether it's whatever it is you're doing, you know, you've got to see it in your mind first and see how you want to do it. So, you know, I try not to rush into projects, and I never have, you know, and I just sort of sit back and let the game come to me. Now, you know, I think what you're talking about is something that, you know, it's too broad, you know, to say, hey, to the women, you know, my experience without knowing the women's circumstances.
That's good.
You know, so
you're right about that.
Right. Now, if you've got somebody out there that's constantly nagging their person, their significant other, and they're saying, well, I told him to do it last week and he didn't get it done, so I got somebody, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
You know, because we've been planning the project that we did for a couple of years. And, you know, I had to get the right people, you know, that I felt comfortable with, you know, because of the experience that we had the last time with the projects that were done, it was a bad old deal.
Yeah.
So that was a learning experience, and it taught me not to go rushing in and just getting anybody to come in and do, because we've been having to get stuff done over since we've gotten the place. So I don't want to get it done over.
Right.
You know, I don't want to get it done, pay, and then have to keep getting it redone because the person didn't qualify to do it or didn't do it right or whatever the case was. So, you know, that's why I was trying to take my time. And that really what I've learned in the last 6-7 years is that being in a hurry is just not good.
Right. And you're right. I think everybody has to find their own way. And I guess maybe this was just sort of my revelation of wanting things done when I want them done, how I want them done. And just for the first time saying, you know what, you're going to get it done when you decide to get it done. And I'm just gonna move on.
Well, I you know, not to, I've just been knowing you so long. Also, I think what you're doing is venting about the fact that, okay, there was another measure to this situation, and you're really wanting to put it out there for yourself, so that you can get it.
Right.
You know, so really, you're really saying some things to yourself for yourself. And you're doing it publicly and openly because you want to move on from that type of behavior.
I do.
Which is good.
I mean, do.
You know, yeah. So, you know, I still think it's
but I don't want to be presumptuous in saying that, you know, men who don't get it done, you know, that, you know, each situation and each relationship has its own dynamic. And you understand your man hopefully better.
Yeah, because spouses know each other.
Right. You know, and you know if he's going to get it done or if he's not going to get it done. And you know if you need to get somebody in. But I think that even with bringing somebody in, there has to be a communications issue there. You know, you have to be.
Well.
Because that's how resentment comes up.
Well, let me just say this right here. If you are the and in some cases, there's situations where the woman just does things better. You know, some women are mm-hmm. good carpenters, and you know, that's if the woman is a carpenter, where you know, and the husband is a stockbroker, and he doesn't know anything about mm-hmm. fixing stuff. Mm-hmm. Then of course you want, you know,
you want the best person, right?
But most women are not into carpentry, you know, and they don't, they know what they want done, but they don't know how it happens. Mm-hmm. You know, they just want it done properly.
Absolutely.
And because of the fact that there's unscrupulous, nefarious characters out here,
mm-hmm.
you have to be very careful about who you bring into your home.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you have a man in your home
mm-hmm.
and you decide, oh, okay, you didn't do it, I'm going to bring somebody else in, that's going to be a problem.
Right.
You know, because
if he is a man.
Yeah, don't ever do that. But
right.
you probably learned that early on in your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or you should have, or you probably won't be still married.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, if you don't know anything about it and you don't and it's my house
mm-hmm.
and you bring somebody in here to do some things and touch my stuff, you know, that could be bad.
Yeah. It's just a sticky situation altogether. I'm going to tell you how we got here.
Deal, we get from basketball to
carpentry. Father's Day. Well, you know what? People are headed back to work today. It was a beautiful Father's Day weekend. We hope that everybody enjoyed. And, you know, this thing called relationship, it's just one of those things you got to keep talking about. You got to keep figuring out. And I don't care how long you've been married, DC.
Yeah.
I don't care how long it is, you're still trying to figure it out.
Absolutely.
You can never think, oh, okay, we got this. Be careful when you think you stand.
Absolutely.
It's always a work in progress. And I tell you one thing, if you realize that, then that's how you get better. That's how you grow. And when you stop growing.
we gotta play a Pearl
call. Oh, okay, great. My goodness, we've got another amazing Pearl on point for you. It's 8:29 local time, 9:29 Eastern. Magnolia State Mortgage is where dreams come true. The ladies at Magnolia State Mortgage can help you refinance. They can help you with your first new home purchase, or they can help you invest. So many things that they can help you with. All you've got to do is phone 318-561-8020. Walker Automotive Group, when others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana for only 95 years. Southern Heritage Bank, an independently owned community bank, meeting the financial needs of our community. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her incredible team in Bunkie can be reached at 318-346-2540. Don't forget about Solo Photo Productions. Capturing smiles, capturing those moments, those beautiful moments, those beautiful emotions, love, excitement, and energy at your special events. One smile or 10 smiles at a time. Their website, www.solophotoproductions. You're on point, everybody. We're going to get a break. We're back right after this. This is an OPT Pearl of Wisdom with Reverend Joe S. Green, sponsored by Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. For more information about Attorney Chris Roy Jr., the number to phone, 318-487-0991.
Good morning. This is Joe Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute and Pastor Emeritus of St. Matthew Baptist Church. Education is a power, the power of transforming things and moving us to another level. We must remember that people must be educated today on what nobody knew yesterday. And also in the classroom, it is so important in this life that we need to learn precisely what those following us must know tomorrow. The greatest lesson in life is learned by what is not taught. That's going to take you a little time to work through it. It's experience, it's growth, it's development, it's trust. It's all the things that make a person complete and whole. As we ponder and children ponder, what must I do for the next level? What do I have to know to be successful in college? What do I have to do to even get to college? Knowing and learning and studying that which is not known puts you in the front of the line for the next generation of learning. I discovered from experience, all men are intelligent, but not all men are intellectual. When a man's intelligence and his intellectuality comes together, he's educated, and he needs wisdom to apply what he has learned in life. And then people say, wow, he's successful, he's smart, he's brilliant. Yes, because it's a little bit of things, the small lessons learned, to listen. Learn to listen, and then you listen to learn. In silence, we know when not to speak. Those are lessons that will last a lifetime. And believe it or not, a blessing out of season is a burden. Knowing too much can get you in trouble. But knowing how to apply knowledge, wisdom, to that which we call a brilliant education is powerful. Use it wisely. Know yourself, and then pass it on to others. God have equipped us with everything we need to be successful. And if we use what we have, it works. Never, never give a person a piece of your mind, because God only gave us enough for us. We don't have enough mind to give away and then maintain. So be careful, be kind, learn something new today. This has been another OPT Pearl of Wisdom. I'm Reverend Joyce Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute. I would like to wish everyone and encourage everyone in the OPT listening audience to have a wonderful, blessed, safe, and prosperous day. Go and be a blessing to someone else. God bless you.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Ryan, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage.
You got somebody working for you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic in Pineville is now open. The Pineville location also offers a specialty clinic, medicine clinic, and pharmacy services. It is located just steps from the Huey P. Long Medical Center. The Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured and Medicaid patients with minor injuries and illnesses, joining our clinic in Alexandria on Upper 3rd Street. For more information, call 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapid Regional Medical Center.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Southern Heritage Bank wants to welcome home our veterans and thank them for their service. If you have served in the military and are interested in obtaining a VA loan, the mortgage department at Southern Heritage Bank is ready to assist you. VA loans do not require a down payment or private mortgage insurance. They also have great rates, which lowers the payments, making your new home more affordable. Let Southern Heritage Bank serve you. Call Johnny Snow at 443-2799 or visit shbnet.com. That's shbnet.com.
An equal housing lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap Mentoring Program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The Alexandria Museum of Art has promoted understanding and appreciation of art through three decades of exhibitions and educational outreach programs. The mission of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to preserve, exhibit, and promote visual art as a source of beauty, inspiration, and information. The vision of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to be the premier arts center of Central Louisiana. For more information about the Alexandria Museum of Art, visit our website at www.themuseum.org or call 318-443-3458. The Alexandria Museum of Art, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim. What's wrong? He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Put your hands in the air if you go high.
On June 28th, the Village of Natchez, Louisiana is celebrating 21 years of bringing people together through the Natchez Heritage Festival. This year's Grand Marshal is none other than Deshaun Washington from The Voice and Miss Barbara J. Simpson from Shreveport, Louisiana. Don't miss the parade kickoff starting at 10 a.m. The Village of Natchez, Louisiana is inviting you to come out June 28th and enjoy food, fellowship, and lots of festivities. Save the date and go hard on June 28th for this year's Natchez Heritage Festival.
If you go hard, throw your sets in the air. Throw them up. If you go hard.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Put your hands in the air if you go hard.
On June 28th, the Village of Natchez, Louisiana is celebrating 21 years of bringing people together through the Natchez Heritage Festival. This year's Grand Marshal is none other than Deshaun Washington from The Voice and Miss Barbara J. Simpson from Shreveport, Louisiana. Don't miss the parade kickoff starting at 10 a.m. The Village of Natchez, Louisiana is inviting you to come out June 28th and enjoy food, fellowship, and lots of festivities. Save the date and go hard on June 28th for this year's Natchez Heritage Festival.
If you go hard, throw your sets in the air, throw them up. If you go hard.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back, everybody, to Momentum Monday right here on the official OPT Network, 8:46 local time, 9:46 Eastern time, D.C., and it just keeps going and going and going. You know, every time we hear those pearls of wisdom, not only does it take us deeper, but it takes our listeners deeper.
Yes, it does.
And speaking of deeper, you got a deep, deep thought from whom?
Big Easy. Reverend Cedric Williams, a.k.a. Big Easy.
You know, we were talking about how you dub people with nicknames and they just stick. You know, Reverend Cedric is a pastor, but you have dubbed him Big Easy. Well, Big Easy had a deep, deep thought that he shared with us via text message this morning.
He did send us a text, and I've let people know when you text them in, we will put them out there.
Mm-hmm.
But Big Easy sent, and I guess this is pertaining to the conversation that we were having about, you know, the relationship situation and the having repairs or, you know, whatever it is you have.
Men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, men and relationships. So he writes in this morning and says, "Good morning. I have a food for thought." This is what he's calling this one.
Food for thought
for our listeners. And here it is. Mm. If a man is struggling with his relationship with God, he will struggle in all of his relationships. If he struggles with loving God, he will struggle with loving others and himself.
Hmm. That is food for thought. And you know, that sort of concept keeps really, really popping up with men and where they are with God. And certainly we understand that, as there were times when, do you think that you were really struggling with your relationship with God or more struggling with yourself? I'm asking you personally.
Well, what you mean when I was in all the turmoil, mm-hmm, I was in, mm-hmm, trying to come to get a grip. I was in turmoil and I think when he's absolutely right, when you have a problem with your understanding of God and your relationship with God,
mm-hmm,
and who you are in the relationship with God, yes, you're going to have some problems if that's not straight. And I think that's where a lot of my problems led to, because I had spiritual sickness and soul sickness, I believe, you know, and until I got all of that corrected, you know, I'm still having problems with overeating to a certain degree,
mm-hmm,
because I believe all of it stems from that stuff,
mm-hmm,
you know, and it's a daily walk. You know, you do what you can today and you try to get better the next day. But it's a process that you just have to take your time and deal with. And it's a journey. It's not a sprint. So, yes, I would say that my relationship with God was not really where it needed to be. And that way God couldn't really help me because I didn't know how to let him help me. And that led to all types of turmoil in my life,
mm-hmm,
because I was letting other things lord me,
mm,
like things outside of us. You know, it wasn't,
mm-hmm, you, absolutely,
it wasn't it was a more of a material thing. Things, cars, houses, clothing, jewelry, all kinds of fine stuff, lawn tractors. You know, I liked it all.
Lawn tractors.
You know,
just think I thought I'd throw that in, lawn tractors.
You know, but you know, once, and Uncle New used to say this all the time, once you get the inside, it's an inside job. Once you get, mm-hmm, the inside done, then the outside just follows.
Mm-hmm.
So when you know, you know, when you see people starting to get it together,
mm-hmm,
you know, you notice they start looking better too.
Absolutely, and I think that the conversation, DC, about men and taking their place and where they are, it continues to just come up in conversation, come up in hearts and minds of people. And a lot of work has to be done, and it is indeed a process. And I think that many people are ready to hopefully start the process, but you can't start the process until you realize that there's a problem. You can't fix a problem until you realize that it's broken. And I think that's what many of us, and that's, you know, last week I talked about mind masturbation, and you asked me about that word, and
And I think that many of us are really synthetically fooling ourselves. You know, we are so blinded by our own deficiencies that we're not being honest with ourselves. And I'm going to tell you, for myself personally, I have been on a journey to be true to myself. Before you can be true to anybody else, you got to be true to yourself, but you got to know that you're fooling yourself. You got to know that you're not being honest with yourself.
Yeah, but, you know, a lot of times that, you know, you call it fooling yourself. What it is this, that is a coping mechanism for many, many people,
you know,
because they don't see what they need to see to change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, others around them can see things, but if others around you have a humility for you to do a thing, you're not going to ever change it because they just say, oh, that's just how Susie is,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they've learned how to live with it. But until you get knowledge of self, you know, you're not going to be able to do. And I guess we've gone from momentum money to
counsel.
You know, I don't know. I think you're self-counseling.
I think
you're
so, too. I'm having some moments.
Yeah, going on with yourself here, and I'm getting pulled in. You know.
Well, you know what? I have my challenges, too. And, you know, we bring these people in, and sometimes, you know, you just got to put it out there about yourself. I do, you know, so that I can begin to work on those things to get better, to move to the next thing. And I think a lot of people are very much like that. And it takes, and I love what Dr. Maya Angelou said. She said, you know, fear and courage. How did she say?
Well, without fear, there wouldn't be any courage.
Right.
So.
And sometimes we're so afraid to put it out there that we can't really get the courage to deal with it. And I think that when you shame the devil and you tell the truth, it's what makes you free. And I think that many people, men and women, Big Easy, and thank you for that text, and thank you for being a part of the OPT network, not just a part, but an integral part of the OPT network. But I think many people are struggling with their relationship with God and trying to figure out where they are, you know, on that spectrum or on that pendulum. And so until we can really find that for ourselves and have that personal relationship, you know, many people are going to continue to struggle. And I think that that's just one of those things that we've got to kind of keep opening up the can. And I think that once you open up your own deficiencies and your own shortcomings, like we often do, DC, it puts other people in the mode to say, wow, okay, I'm not the only person struggling with, you know, recovery or addiction or trying to start recovering. You know, you just put it out there that we're all just people. We all have shortcomings. And our story, hopefully, will give life and hope to someone else's story.
Well, that's what it's all about, Corlett, and that's what, you know, to get down to it, you know, you have to be open and honest, you know, mm-hmm. gut-wrenching honest. I mean, and you gotta, you know, the mind is a powerful tool. And for a long time, we fooled ourselves into thinking that when we did it or if it was about us, we were real self-righteous when we you know, and I think that's normal, you know, for young people, you know, but as you get older, you know, you put foolish and childish things away and you start to see things for what they really are. And when you do that, your life changes and I guess this is what, when people used to tell us what they were telling us, this is what they were saying, you know,
saying,
you know, if you, and with this thing called life and, you know, everything has pretty much been done. You know, you can go back 150 years and people are dealing with the same situations that we're dealing with now, but they didn't have as much technology and things of that nature. So things are moving at a much faster pace, but it's still the same type of stuff. You know, the devil is still using the same tricks that he used 6,000 years ago. You know, nothing has changed. So, you know, there's you know, those things up there, you know.
Right.
Chemicals, fornication, adultery, all that stuff is still, that's been taking people down for a long
time. It's nothing new.
It's nothing new.
He didn't have any really any new nuances. He's using the same old low down dirty tricks, and they're still working.
And you know, and what we've not done is developed a way to get our youth and people to start to realize at an early age that it's just not worth all the stuff you have to go through.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people don't make it through. Some die,
mm-hmm.
some get their arms cut up. It's for simply not listening.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of the time, the thing that you do that causes that stuff, somebody has told you not to do it.
And I love the pearl this morning. Mm-hmm. Reverend Joe Green said, you know, learn to listen. Learn to listen, which is, first of all, an art form. And then you listen to learn.
So simple. Like your boy said about that row. such simple words.
It's so simple.
Row.
But it's just not that easy, is it?
It's not that easy, but it's really simple.
I wrote that down because that resonated with my spirit. Learn to listen and listen to learn.
I tell y'all, those pearls are just, they're rich.
And they're sparking other people to go deep into their thinking. And we're seeing it every single day. We're hearing it. And, you know, he said really something, I think, even more powerful than that. And he said, I'm paraphrasing, but he said, you got to catch up to this one. Right. He said, you learn by what's not taught.
Sometimes, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And life is a culmination, I believe, of learning. And if you stop learning, and this is what we're trying to teach our young man, if you stop learning, and I said to him the other day, I was sharing a thought with him about something, and he hurried up. And this is what kids do, right? So when adults do this, it's just absolutely sounds crazy. He hurried up to answer the question or to give the thought. And I said to him, if you know it, that's fine. Just stop and listen. Maybe I'm going to say something that you didn't know. If you've got to always hurry up and give the answer, you'll never know what else the other person had. And what he realized in that conversation is that I had some things that he wanted to know, would like to know, and didn't know. But because he prematurely just said, okay, yeah, I got that. I know that. And then he started talking. Well, he didn't give himself the opportunity to be open to listening. I said, you know what you know. Find out what the other person knows. And that's how we get smarter. That's how we gain wisdom, by being quiet. And you know what? For a lot of people, for most of us, it is hard to simply listen. But when you listen,